We continue marking Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and there's an event coming on later on this month, Pink Ladies Games. And on the line, we've got Jane Sloan to tell us more about it. Good morning to you, Jane.
Good morning, Suzanne. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Good, very well, thank you.
Excellent. Well, this looks very exciting indeed. It's for all active women. It's fun. It's helping us with our healthy lifestyle. Tell us more about the Pink Ladies Games.
Well, thank you, Suzanne. Yes, it's brand new in Dubai. It's an initiative that has come from a company called Hercules Trophy, which I know has been going on in Dubai for quite some time, team building and that sort of thing. And we decided in October to have a fun, active, team building type of event for women. And then, of course, October being Breast Cancer Month, we thought, aha, what a perfect idea to have something like this working with breast cancer. So we found our venue, which is Fairmont on the Palm, and they work with the Pink Caravan Breast Cancer Initiative. So we met up and said, how about it? Let's all go in it together. And so that has happened. We've been promoting it for a good month or so now, and we've had a terrific response. And basically, it's something different for ladies. I know there's all sorts of marathons and great big sporting things happening. This is not sport per se. This is fun, active. It's on the beach next to the hotel. We're doing crazy, funny things. Get a team of five ladies together, and we have a makeup challenge where you have to complete an obstacle course and put on makeup and look amazing as well.
As so always, women are very good at multitasking,
exactly.
Jane.
Exactly. So you may be the winner, but you may look like a dog's breakfast at the end of the run. Or, ladies, how many of you are good at changing tyres? I know I come from Africa and I'm used to it, but I think a lot of ladies here just phone somebody to do it.
That's me.
So, yes. So that's one of the challenges. We've got the hotel are putting on a waiters challenge for us, which is quite fun. It's a sort of balance and water and set tables and make mocktails and so on. So we've got that. We've got a tug of war, traditional good old tug of war. And of course, at Fairmont the Palm, we've got right there paddle boarding. So we thought, great, let's include that. So we've got a paddle boarding challenge as well. And then the Fairmont have got these fabulous aerobicized bikes that are inside a swimming pool. So you ride away and keep cool, and that's a sort of after exercise. And basically, that's it. It's lots of fun. We've kept it very low because we thought for somebody to get their buddies together, they can't be paying too much. It could be corporate, bringing colleagues, but we're only charging $650 for a team of five, and then 100 of that goes immediately to the Pink Caravan, and then the ladies can wear what they like. We finish off with a great big slap up breakfast and prize giving, and it's not just the fastest or the best, it's the fairest and the coolest and all that sort of thing. So it's basically and what we're finding already with the ladies that have entered is that it's incredibly multicultural. I mean, what best to unite ladies than a common cause such as breast cancer? So we're very excited. It's the first of its kind. We think it offers something different from the very sporty type of things that are on offer for ladies. And it's early on the 21st of October. It's a Friday morning. So ladies, up early, 7 a.m., but you're finished at 11, have a slap-up breakfast, and then either loll around the hotel and enjoy, or carry on off and do whatever you want to do.
Well, it's a terrific initiative, and, you know, promoting health and wellness, what a great way to do it, and have fun as well. And what we talk about a lot on the show is that working as a group, working as a team, being with others, it has an amazing effect, positive effects on the individuals. So there's a good way to connect with others, to bring friends together, but to make new friends as well. And as you said, it's happening on October the 21st from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. that Friday at Fairmount the Palm. People need to pre-register in advance, Jane. How can we connect?
Absolutely, Suzanne. Our website is pinkladiesgames.com. So if people go onto that, they can find out more, and we have a direct registration and paying. And then we start communicating with you beforehand so that, that you know exactly what's happening. And the nice thing is, with all these challenges happen together, so that each challenge you will meet a different group of people, so that by the time you've completed all five challenges, you've met the entire lot of people there. There's a lovely breakfast, there'll be music playing, and it's just rather an unusual event that we've got our byline for active women who care.
Fabulous.
And I think that's the cap on it, really. So we've only got 100 teams that we can accept, which is 500 ladies. Our entries close in 2 weeks' time. So anybody that does want to enter, get five buddies together. And the magic thing, Suzanne, is that with every challenge, only three of your five need to participate. So if, for example, you don't want to do the paddle boarding, well, then you sit that one out and cheer on your other three ladies. And if you don't want to change a tire, well, you sit that one out and your two ladies who, better at that sort of thing.
Fantastic.
I think it's going to be fun, and it comes from Hercules Trophy. They've done it in Europe, and it's taken Europe by storm, right across Brussels and France, and all these ladies dressed up.
Fantastic. Well, Jane, I tell you what, we've posted up the details up on our website. People can find out more, but it's an amazing event. Pink Ladies Games at the Fairmount at the Palm on the 21st of October. You need to pre-register. For now, Jane Sloan from Promo 7, thank you very much for your time today.
Suzanne, bless you for that. Thank you very much indeed.
Have a great day.
Thank you.